Our topic today is conservation projects that are being funded in 50 states. We have Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack on the line, and we also have Don Brown, who is the commissioner, the Ag Commissioner for Colorado. First, we're going to hear from Secretary Vilsack. Good afternoon.
Susan, thanks very much, and a special thank you to Commissioner Brown for taking a few minutes out of his busy schedule to be with us today. We're in Colorado to sign a memorandum of understanding based on one of the first regional conservation partnership program projects that were announced and approved last January. It's an exciting opportunity for us to focus on a more efficient irrigation system that can also produce renewable energy. $1.8 million effort involving 13 partners with extensive outreach and education. We're also going to focus on the agricultural water management effort in the Lower Gunnison River Basin, which has 31 partners, and focusing on water efficiency, both of which are projects that were part of the 115 projects announced in the first go-round of the RCPP. Today, we begin the process of the second round, the 2016, if you will, initiatives. We're making available $235 million. Now, that's a pre-sequestration number. Hopefully, Congress will eliminate sequestration. If not, it may be adjusted at some point in time, but we're hopeful that the full $235 million will be available for utilization. We are looking forward to having the same kind of robust interest in this second go-round as we did in the first set of announcements. When we had literally 600 pre-applications, over 250 projects that were initially approved for full applications, the demand was six times the amount of resource that was available, and we are seeing significant leveraging of the over $330 million that was announced last year. We learned a lot from that first go-round. We learned that we need to probably limit the grant amount to no more than $10 million. And that would be both combined financial and technical assistance value. We know that we need to ask our partners as they're applying for these resources to identify specifically what they believe the technical assistance requirements would be from NRCS so that that can be factored accurately into the grant proposal. NRCS knows that it has to work on payment eligibility and limitation issues. And we're going to try to speed up and streamline the process so that we can make decisions more quickly to get these resources to work more efficiently and more effectively. We are convinced that this resource will be matched at least dollar for dollar so that overall after the $1.2 billion that's been set aside by Congress has been fully authorized and fully appropriated, we would expect and anticipate in excess of $2.4 billion of conservation activity. The commissioner knows full well the importance of this, knows full well the importance of partnership and leveraging these resources, and I know that he's excited about the projects in Colorado. So I'm going to turn it over to him for a few comments.
Thank you, Secretary Vilsack, and glad to have you in our house today. We really appreciate that. It's a nice, cool, rainy day here in Colorado, and of course in the arid west, we're delighted to have a little rain. And I think that brings us back to the concept of water conservation and the two projects that Colorado is just delighted to be part of. Of course, we've got an $8 million project, but the real focus today is the MOU on our hydropower component. And anybody that's very familiar with our state's aware that we have a lot of elevation changes, that as water drops downhill, there's a lot of energy involved in it, and we're going to capture some of that energy through the hydropower concept. And, of course, the NRCS has always been an important thing to Colorado as we've used the EQIP and the CSP programs, but this is going to be a little unique. We're going primarily on the western slope of Colorado, and we're going to put circular sprinklers on a lot of ground, which was once flood, and we're going to use the hydropower component to generate either electricity to drive the sprinkler or a mechanical power hydraulic pump to drive a different type of sprinkler. We think we'll get a lot of water conservation out of this. We'll generate energy that doesn't need to come off the grid, so to speak. So we're real excited about this project. And I think one thing that's important about this project is Secretary Vilsack pointed out, that this is a partnership deal. And so we've got Colorado people involved in this, and they've got some skin in the game, And that just broadens the interest, broadens the understanding of what we're doing and what we're attempting to do here. And with that, I guess I don't have much more other than we're glad to have it.
Right.
Glad to have it.
Thanks, Commissioner.
Mr. Secretary, anything to say before we let you go?
Well, I just want to thank Commissioner Brown for his participation today in our MOU signing and his understanding as a producer himself of the important role of this partnership between state and federal and local governments, as well as our producers, as well as the nonprofit organizations, the conservation groups, the environmental groups, the hunting and fishing groups that understand the importance and significance of continued investment, continued leverage. We're excited about these projects in Colorado. We think they are cutting edge. We think that we will learn from those projects that will have implications in other states and in other circumstances impacted by drought, and we're constantly looking for ways in which we can improve and enhance renewable energy production so we provide a nice balance in terms of an all the above energy policy, which has allowed us now to have, for the first time in a long time, more energy being produced in this country than we are importing, which has obviously strengthened our economy and maybe one of the reasons why the U.S. has produced more jobs in the last 6 years than the entire developed world combined. So excited about this day and looking forward to robust response to the second round. I think the second question, which I now remember, is whether or not we anticipate leverage of this $235 million. And if the past is any indication, we will receive four, five, six times the amount of dollars that we have available in terms of applications. So I am convinced we will for sure match these dollar for dollar, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's even higher than a dollar for dollar match. But at the very least, we're going to end up investing $1.2 billion over the course of several years in conservation, and we're going to see $2.4 billion of conservation activity. And that activity will be leveraged, it will be coordinated, it will be integrated, it will be focused on large-scale watersheds and landscape-scale projects, which means that it will be even more effective than if we had simply spread $1.2 billion with individual producers in individual projects. We'll continue to do that as we need to, but this, I think, is certainly going to be a look in the future in terms of overall conservation.